To read the first four verses now, and then the remaining verses after we have sung again. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation."
Everyone, we're going to be thinking about prayer together today. It's something we've been doing as a church for the past few weeks, and we're learning from Jesus. "Lord, teach us to pray." That is what the disciples said to Jesus. Prayer isn't easy. Have you ever tried praying? Prayer isn't easy. We often find it hard to pray, but we can learn from somebody who was very good at prayer, who knew all about prayer. So we're told, look at what happened here. Did you hear what Martin read? That one day, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." It's as though the disciples, they looked at Jesus, and they thought, "You know what you're doing when you pray, so maybe you can teach us as well. So why don't we ask Jesus to help us now? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. You know all about prayer and how good it is for us. So please teach us to pray. Amen." Okay, so here's the first thing that we need to remember when we're praying. Jesus said, when we pray, we need to remember who we are talking to. He said to them, "When you pray, say..." Now, I'm just going to stop there. If you were to think about how we should talk about God, we might think, well, God is the creator of the universe. So maybe we should say, "Almighty Creator." Or maybe when we talk to God, we should say that "You are the majestic and holy King." And both of those things are very true. But do you know what? When Jesus said we pray, he said, "When you pray, say, Father." He said that we should call God Father. How amazing is that? How amazing. Now, I've got a little quiz for you here. I want some pictures, and I want everyone, including the children. It's very important. The children look at the pictures. It's a very easy quiz. You just need to tell me who it is, okay? Right, so here we go. First of all, who's that? Tell me. It's Martin. Yeah, that's right, but I'm going to ask someone else. There we go. Right. Matilda, who's that?
Martin. Oh.
You are right. What do you call him?
Daddy.
Daddy, yeah, that's right. Okay. You're going to see how this is going to go. Right, now, who's that? That is Phil. It's Phil, that's right. Or Mr. Pugh. We might say Mr. Pugh, mightn't we? Back to it. Who is it, Arthur? Who's that?
Dada.
It's Dada, isn't it? It's Dada. Arthur knows. It's Daddy. Because it's his daddy. Yeah, that's right. Okay, who's this? Who's this beaming? Yeah, that's right. It's Stephen. Daddy, it's you. Says Edward. Unbelievable. It's Daddy. Yeah, that's right. Okay, there's one more. Okay, who's that? Tim? Oh, Dr. Jenkins. Dr. Jenkins, we might say. Flora, who's that? It's Daddy. Isn't that? That's right, isn't it? How amazing that through Jesus, when we talk to God, we can call God. Listen, shh. We can call God Dad. We can call God Daddy. Our Father. How amazing, because we've got that relationship with him through Jesus. So that's how we begin. We call God Father. But then what do we say to him? So we start by calling God Father. There we are. But then we've got this prayer that Jesus teaches us. And this is how it goes. There are kind of five things that we ask him. And here they are. I'll just read them through. "Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." And in Matthew, that's expanded a bit. "Your will be done on earth as in heaven." "Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive others, and lead us not into temptation. So we're going to think about what all of those mean. Those are the things that Jesus tells us to pray to our Father in heaven. But what do they mean? Let's see. Well, we start by calling him Father. We remember that he is our Father who loves us. That's who we're praying to, our Father in heaven who loves us. But then we say, now this one is a strange one. I think the first one is a hard one. It says, hallowed be your name. I've got some interesting things in this bag. You might be able to tell me what they are if you're little and here near the front here. So first of all, what is that?
A trophy.
You are right. That is a trophy. I've got a little trophy up here. So hallowed be your name. It's all about glory. So if you win a trophy or your team wins a trophy, I actually had to look up this picture. Being a Tottenham fan, I had to remember what one looks like. But if your team wins a trophy, they get the glory, and everyone says how great they are if you win a trophy. Now, when we pray, hallowed be your name, we're saying, God, you get the glory. We want you to get the glory. We want everyone to know how great you are. And that's very important. Do you know why? Because usually we like to get the glory. Usually we like to say, oh, I want it to be all about me. But we pray, hallowed be your name. We're saying, no, God, we want everyone to know how great you are in the world and in our lives. You get the glory. Okay, what's next? Your kingdom come. Okay, so what do I got in here next? Anyone here? See, what have we got here?
Crown.
A crown. Indeed, we have a crown. So that reminds us that Jesus is our king. That Jesus is on the throne of heaven today. Did you know that? Jesus is on the throne in heaven, and he is our king. So when we pray, your kingdom come, we are praying that Jesus' kingdom would be seen. We want people to know that Jesus is king. And when we pray, your kingdom come, well, that prayer is answered in different ways. It's answered as people turn to Jesus as their king. When someone becomes a Christian, when someone turns to follow Jesus, they bow the knee to him as their king, then his kingdom is seen. It's seen as you and I, if you're a Christian here today, and we learn that Jesus wants us to do something as we read the Bible, and then we start to, we obey him, then his kingdom is seen in our obedience. And it's also seen when Jesus returns. His kingdom will be visible for everyone to see. No one will miss it when Jesus returns. So we're praying for his kingdom to be seen. Right. Give us each day our daily bread. Okay, this is quite an easy one, really. So what have we got here?
We've got bread.
Yeah, that's right. So we are praying for our daily bread. We're praying that we're remembering that God gives us all we have and all that we need to survive. We need God to provide for us every day, so that we can keep going. So we pray every day, Lord, give me what I need for this day, for food and energy and everything I need to keep going through this day. It helps us to depend on him day by day. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Oh, this is the best I could do with these. What would you say, what are they?
Crosses.
They are crosses, yeah. And if you get like a cross like that, maybe on your work at school, if you see one of those, what does that mean?
Add
if it's like that. What if it's like that?
Multiply.
Okay. If it's after an answer that you've given that isn't math related,
it's a mistake.
Thank you. It's a mistake. Yeah, that's right. So I've done this to think of our sins, the things we do wrong, and this is telling us that we need to go to Jesus with the things that we do wrong. We need to pray that God would forgive us, to remind us how much we need Jesus. And we do this because when we do things that are wrong, I don't know, do you know this feeling? When you've done something that is wrong, it's like your sins, they kind of sort of stick to us. And we feel bad, we feel guilty. And maybe when we do that, God feels far away. So what should we do? Well, the Bible says, with our sins, our different sins, when we're conscious of them and God feels far away, we go straight to the cross. We go straight to the cross because that's where Jesus dealt with our sins. He took them on himself And he died on the cross to pay the price for us so that we can be friends with God. So when we're conscious of our sins, we pray for forgiveness. We run to the cross. And then finally, oh, last one, lead us not into temptation. What is that?
A shield.
A shield. That's right. There's another shield. We are praying for protection. We pray that because we remind ourselves that we are in a battle. We need God's protection against our enemy, the devil, God's enemy, but also against sin. We need God to protect us from doing the wrong things. He's promised to help us. He is with us. And we need to depend on him day by day and ask for his protection. So there is the Lord's Prayer. Can you see those different things? We pray to our Father who loves us. We want him to get the glory. We remember Jesus is our King. We want everyone to know it. We pray for the things that we need each day. We take our sins to the cross and ask for forgiveness. And we pray for protection. These are great things for us to pray each day. And we're going to think a little bit more about whether God will really answer our prayers in a moment. But first, we're going to sing a brilliant song about prayer. It reminds us that when we try to live without praying, it is the most ridiculous thing in the world. And you'll see some of the other ridiculous things it's compared with in the song. So as the music begins, we'll stand and we're going to sing. Thank you, Martin. It's going to bring the second part of our reading.
The second part of our reading is still from Luke 11, still on page 1042, starting at verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door's already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and a door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
There from Jesus. There you are. There's the Lord's Prayer. We're praying to our Father who loves us. We're praying for his glory. We want Jesus' kingdom to be seen in the world, in our lives. We pray for the things we need each day. We take our sins to the cross and we ask for God's protection. Jesus is encouraging us to pray. He wants us to pray it whenever we can and to pour out our hearts to him. But maybe sometimes you ask this question, will God really listen to our prayers? Will he really listen to our prayers? And Jesus really wants us to know the answer to that question. And so he describes a situation. Did you hear it just now? He says, I want you to imagine that, imagine it's very late at night, and I get a call. Oh, here's a call coming in. And, oh, hello. Yeah, oh, hi. Oh, hi, James. Yes, nice to hear from you. Haven't heard for a while. Oh, you're in the area? Oh, right. Okay, and you're hoping you could drop in. Oh, well, of course. Is that just you? Oh, with all the family? What, all the kids? What, all 8 of them? Right. And what? And you're all really hungry? Oh, right. Okay. And how close are you? 2 minutes away. Oh, okay. Right. Oh dear. Oh no. What am I going to do? I've got like literally nothing in the house. I know what I can do. My friend David. He can help me. Here we go. David. Are you there? Come on, David. Is anyone in? Oh. Yeah. It's me. Yeah.
Julian, do you know what time it is? It's after midnight.
Yeah. I know it's after midnight, but I've got these friends and they're in the area and they're going to turn up and I've just got literally no food in the house. Look, have you got anything that I can give to them?
I've just got the cats in and locked up and turned the lights off and everyone's in bed. It's too late. Sorry, Julian. No.
Oh, what? No. David, come back, please, come on. You can't go back to bed. Look, I need
Hello?
Some. Yes.
Here again.
Look, David, I really need some food for my friends. Please, can I have something for them?
Okay. It is outrageous. It's after midnight. I can't believe you're doing this after midnight.
Yeah. What do you got? Oh, pasta, brilliant.
Will that do?
Anything to go with it? Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Tomato.
Oh, yes, that's nice. And a bit of extra, lovely, fantastic. Awesome, bread. Oh, lovely bread. Yeah, that looks good as well. And
olives.
Oh, yeah, they love olives. Brilliant. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, great. Isn't that good? Oh, fantastic. Now, can you see? That's the situation that Jesus described. He said, why is it that the friend gave him the food that he needed? He said, actually, the reason he gave it is just because he was so bold and went and asked. And so Jesus is telling us, just go to God. Be bold. If there's something you need, if you need help, go to God. Ask him. And Jesus just underlines that in the bit that follows. He says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Look how he underlines it. Ask, seek, knock. And he says, for everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus couldn't be encouraging us to ask God more, could he? He's saying, go to God, ask him. You can be that bold. Whatever's on your heart, be that bold. Go to him and ask him. But we might have another... Oh, sorry, I meant to underline this even more. Ask, seek, knock. In other words, pray. If there's something you need, go to him and pray. But here's one final question you might have in mind. If we ask God for things, can we trust him to give us good things? So when we pray, can we trust God that when he answers, that his answers will be good? And Jesus says, yes, definitely. And again, he describes a situation. He says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Now just think about that for a moment. Oh, I've left my bag around here. Give me a moment. Right, so imagine, let's pick one of all these dads here. Oh, here we go, Stephen. So imagine, does anyone in your family like fish fingers, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, like fish fingers. So,
okay,
loads of favourite food, but fish fingers, love fish fingers. So imagine that you asked Daddy for fish fingers and Daddy said, okay, but actually, Edward, I've got something a little bit extra special for you. It's... a snake! Ah! You would not do that. Or imagine let's say Dr. Tim here. So maybe, do your children like eggs, like a boiled egg, maybe? Boiled egg, yeah? So imagine, Flora, you ask Daddy... Dippy eggs, yes. The best kind of boiled egg, a dippy egg. And then Daddy said, okay, but actually I've got something a little bit extra special for you. Instead of a dippy egg, it's a scorpion. It's a scorpion. Would Daddy do that? He would not do that. Like, no father would do that. And Jesus makes an amazing point here. He says, if you then, though you are evil, Jesus says, actually, we're sinners. There's all kinds of wrong in our hearts. But even though there's all kinds of wrong in our hearts, we know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more will our Father, who is perfect and love us, give us good things and even give us the very best thing, the Holy Spirit, to work in us and do his good work in us? Of course we can trust God. He is so good. So what should we do? Ask him. We should ask him. And what should we do as we finish this time thinking about prayer? Well, we should say the prayer that Jesus taught us, shouldn't we? And we've got it printed on the service sheet, if you can find it there. Here, I've got mine here. This is the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. So let's pray these words together now. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take that prayer.